Dreamscape presents Miss You More by Anne McAllister, narrated by Anne Marie Lee. Prologue. December.
I suppose you heard I'm getting married.
His Serene Royal Highness Prince Jonas of San Michel paused in his fourth lap of Selina's small sitting room, then stared out the tall bay window at the December snowfall drifting into the street below. His hands were clasped behind him in that sort of regal posture that spoke of polite detachment and preternatural calm. It would have been more successful if she hadn't heard his knuckles cracking. "I have, yes." Selina watched him warily for a moment from the rocking chair where she sat, then realized that whatever was on Jonas's mind required sustenance. She went to put on the kettle. Jonas had gone to Cambridge as an undergraduate, coming away with a law degree and the firm belief that cups of tea kept the body afloat in stressful situations. He also had an English grandmother. It was his grandmother, Her Serene Highness the Dowager Princess Margaret, who had been, for the past 2 years, Selina's employer. She had also been the bearer of tidings about Jonas's upcoming marriage to Hope Kennard. Maggie, the Serene Dowager insisted Selina call her that in private, was pleased with the match.
"He needs a woman who loves him for himself, not his title," she said firmly.
It had been easy to see from her first encounter with Jonas's intended that Hope did exactly that. Selina, who had a soft spot for the serious, self-contained man she'd met 5 years ago when he'd come to grad school at Iowa State, was delighted that one of her dearest friends had found the woman of his heart. 2 years ago, when her life had been in shambles, Jonas had helped her pick up the pieces, calling his grandmother and suggesting that Selina would make a great personal assistant. Maggie had offered her the job, and between the two of them they had helped Selina get her life back on track. She owed him. She wanted him happy. She believed that Hope would make him happy. Now Selina switched the kettle on, then set mugs out on the counter. When she went back to the sitting room, Jonas had begun pacing again. "I like Hope tremendously," she said, making a guess that it
Sample complete. Ready to continue?